heard of foolish questions, and no doubt you wondered why a person who will ask them can expect a sane reply. Did you ever bring a girl a box of candy after tea and notice how she grabs it and then says, "Is this for me?" Foolish question, you could answer when you can. No, the candy's for your father or your mother or for John the hired man. I just wanted you to see it, now I'll take it all away. Now there's a question that you'll hear most every day. And then most every morning there is someone round the place who sees you take a shaving brush and lather up your face. And as you give the razor a preliminary wave, this fool will always ask you, "Are you going to take a shave?" Foolish question, and your answer is, I hope, "No, I'm really not at all prepared for shaving, but I like the taste of soap. I just like to take the shaving brush and paint myself this way." Now there's a question that you'll hear most every day. Suppose an elevator boy forgets to close his doors, and you should tumble down the shaft past 27 floors. And as you've reached the bottom and are lying there inert, the first one who approaches will exclaim, "Oh, are you hurt?" Foolish question, and your dying words are, "No, I was in an awful hurry, and this elevator runs too blooming slow. I have found I save a lot of time by coming down this way." Now there's a question that you'll hear most every day.